This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, we got the news, breaking news earlier today that Ozzy Osbourne has passed away at 67. I just posted a video on Substack. I would invite you to join me. I would love for you to subscribe and become part of the subscribers on Scoot on the Substack. Download the Substack app and become a member, subscribe. And I'd love to have you with us, and please comment. I'll share some of the comments from Substack in just a little while, but it's about the passing of Ozzy Osbourne. Also, we just got breaking news from Chris Miller in the newsroom that Tyrann Mathieu of the Saints has announced his retirement as training camp opens today. And WWL sports reporter Charlie Long joins us in the studio to talk about that retirement. It was a shock, Charlie.
Yeah, definitely a stunner here, Scoot. It's going to be the lead in the Sports Flash coming out in just about an hour and a half here. Tyrann Mathieu, a New Orleans legend, the Honey Badger, obviously St. Aug Purple Knight, LSU Tiger, one of the greatest defensive players in LSU history, and then goes on to a 12-year NFL career where, I can list off the accolades for Tyrann Mathieu. It was quite the legendary career for him. New Orleans' very own. But yeah, he is announcing his retirement after 12 seasons at the NFL level.
Yeah, how much did the Saints lose with his retirement?
I think they were surprised. Mickey Loomis answered questions about it. He's speaking right now at a presser, kind of entering training camp with the Saints. I think they were a little bit surprised. He said that they knew about it, and they've known about it for, a short amount of time. But just retiring, entering training camp is definitely, maybe they'll have to scramble and find another safety to fill that void. Maybe they feel comfortable with some of the young pieces that they have at the safety position. They signed Justin Reed in the offseason, but you were kind of anticipating a Justin Reed, Tyrann Mathieu starting safety duo. But with Mathieu announcing his retirement, it might have to be one of the younger guys.
But, my observations, and I'm not an expert, but I'm an avid sports fan, and my observation was that Tyrann Mathieu was great. But, in the last 2 years in particular, it didn't seem like he was running toward the ball all the time. And, I think it's time to move on from him. And I give him all the accolades he deserves as the Honey Badger. He was awesome. But I think this is going to be okay for the Saints.
Tyrann had gotten to a point, and especially smaller DBs, they don't age the best. And at this point, 12 years in the NFL, and he played a ton of games, Scoot.
Yeah,
180 games over his 12-year career.
That's
about 15 per year. And played every single game in a Saints uniform. For all the injuries that the Saints went through over the past few years, Tyrann Mathieu, 17 games played every single year he was here the past three seasons. So he was Mr. Consistency back there, and truly a leader of the Saints secondary. It felt like, going into the past couple seasons, you always thought you have a leader of the Saints defensive line with Cam Jordan, you have a leader of the Saints linebacker room with DeMario Davis, and you had that leader in the secondary, the guy that was barking out everything in Tyrann Mathieu. So you lose that from your defensive backfield. Very, very hard to replace.
As a leader, I can see where he would add a lot. But physically, I don't want to be negative about him, but I want to be honest about the fact that, I would focus on him at times, and it just didn't seem like he was running to the ball. It doesn't seem like I would see him show up late when other players were tackling the guy and then become part of the play. And that was a sign to me that, you have been so great that that you know, maybe it's time. But in terms of the intelligence back there and in terms of being a leader, I can see where that would be a loss for the Saints.
I guess to your point about decreased production, last year, as far as solo tackles go, it was the least that he had had basically all the way since dating back into 2016, where he only played 10 games. That was one of the very few seasons when he was back with the Cardinals where he played, you know, less than 15, 16 type of games per season. So, yeah, the production had decreased, but there was also something to be said for being able to teach the young players in the secondary that the Saints have. You know, now it's kind of the question of who's the alpha dog back there. A lot of people were projecting it could be Alante Taylor this upcoming season. Kool-Aid McKinstry's entering his second year in the NFL. You know, Justin Reed's a veteran that's been there, done that, and won with the Chiefs. So, you're losing something with Tyrann Mathieu, a lot of intangibles, but also, you know, the veteran presence back in the secondary as well. And to my point about just the legendary career he had, Super Bowl champion, three-time first-team All-Pro, second-team All-Pro in 2019, three-time Pro Bowler, a member of the 2010s All-Decade team. I mean, for a guy that from New Orleans, played at St. Aug, went to LSU, was one of the best defensive players in LSU history, makes it to the NFL as a third-round pick, and has a 12-year career. I mean, I got nothing but love for the Honey Badger.
Yeah, I wouldn't take anything. I wouldn't take anything away from his accolades at all. Now he was with the Chiefs at one point, wasn't he?
Yes, correct. So he started out his career with the Cardinals from 2013 to 2017. He was with the Texans in 2018, and then the Chiefs for that 3-year run from 2019 through 2021 before coming home to New Orleans.
It seemed like he really peaked with the Chiefs in some ways, or am I mistaken?
Yeah, I mean, his first team All Pro seasons, he had one with the Cardinals in 2015, and then you know he was an All Pro for the Chiefs three different times. So yeah, you're correct. He was at his best when he was with the Chiefs, and that's also where he won his Super Bowl as well.
Yeah. I thought, man, I wish we had this guy. I wish we had this guy.
You get him on the back end of his career. It's kind of a homecoming for him, but at the same time, he really was, you know, kind of Mr. Consistency back there. Once again, all the injuries that the Saints have had and dealt with for so many years now, the fact that every single season that he was in New Orleans, he played all 17 games was definitely, you know, a safety blanket for the Saints defensive backfield.
This loss of Corey Adams shooting at a pool party outside of Memphis as Endicar player headed for Ole Miss. So much promise. You know, this guy would have been destined to go into the NFL, and that's why this is such a tragic loss.
It's a tragic loss because an 18-year-old lost his life in Memphis. Yeah. Mike brought it up on last night's Sports Talk, just kind of paying tribute to him because tragic is an understatement, Scoot. I mean, this is a kid that was shot and murdered. You know, it's just awful because, as you mentioned, so much promise as an athlete, but also just as a young human being, it's a terrible, terrible news.
Well, and you get the feeling that, you know, he was one of the good guys at a party where there were some people who showed up with guns, and then there's a shooting, and it
senseless.
Unfortunately, it's a common tragic story, very tragic. Charlie Long, thanks for being with us.
And absolutely.
We'll listen to you this afternoon on Sports Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.